Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's time to take command with former NFL tight end Logan Paulson and former Commanders beat reporter Craig Hoffman.
What's up? What's happening? Welcome in. It's the Take Command podcast. I am Craig Hoffman. He is Logan Paulson. And Logan, we survived draft weekend and we survived to talk about it. Yes.
Yay.
More draft talk.
Yeah, more draft talk.
Which sounded way snarkier than it wanted to be. No, this is fun because I actually genuinely feel like we learned a lot this weekend. We learned a lot about, I think, what they think of some of the current roster. I think we learned a lot about kind of this philosophy overall and how they want to build this team. And we learned that through the data points of the human beings that they picked to be Washington Commanders and the things that they said, which, by the way, the calls and getting to see those on video, just amazing, amazing content. Always really cool how they are able to capture that. It's really cool when they can blend both sides of the conversation because there was a camera in the draft picks homes too. But seeing what Peters and Quinn said to these guys upon drafting them, it just reinforced, I think, our biggest takeaway from the weekend. Certainly mine. I don't want to speak for you, but Logan, when you look at kind of what we learned this weekend before we dive into the actual players themselves, what'd you learn?
So I think for me, this is like, I don't want to, the most like get on base draft I've seen in a long time, which I really appreciate, right? It's your first year as a GM. It's your first year as head coach, like get on base. And like, I think, you know, one of the things you look at every single one of their prospects, I'm talking from Jaden Daniels to who was the last guy they picked?
Jean-Baptiste.
Yeah, Jean-Baptiste. Like they're all like captains. They've all got great leadership. They all play super hard. And like they all have those things, those intangible qualities that you can bet on to like be part of your roster and culture moving forward. And I just love it. And again, like that it, as a plus, you get some really good football players in there. So like, I don't know, like it's just so interesting because I consume a lot of draft content, you know, pre-draft, I consume a lot of draft content, post-draft. And one of the things I really, really wish was kind of driven home is that like everybody's board is a little bit different. So like whatever draft grade you see for the Commanders, like it's kind of irrelevant in my opinion, because like we have no idea. I mean, we do now that we've seen kind of like the kind of guys they were selecting, like where their evaluations were. And like, I just wanted to point this out. So like a lot of people are like, oh, you know, like Luke McCaffrey in the third round, like that seems a little bit rich. They might not have had another receiver remaining on their draft board outside of him. Like he might have been the highest rated guy. Think about this. Like, so you got Johnny Wilson, right? Very uber talented guy, but there's question about his work ethic, his professionalism. Javon Baker, same thing. Devontae Walker, can he catch the football? Same type of thing. Like, you just go down the list for like kind of that big body, you know, big slot type guy. And you're like, there's not that many people that would fit that mold. And so like, to me, it makes perfect sense why you take him in the third, because he's physically, he's got all the stuff you want. He's new to the position. He's learning it. He works his tail off. He's got the professional pedigree. He's a guy that you can bet on to A, get better, and B, literally do whatever you want him to do. And he's going to give it 1,000%. Like you watch his film, he's pouring his heart out for you. So like, I think that's one thing that when you look at the draft process, yeah, like a guy like Johnny Wilson, who's a freak of freaks and a once in a lifetime physical, you know, representation, like he might not make he might not be in the NFL in 2 years, but I guarantee you Luke McCaffrey's going to be in the NFL in 2 years, like just because of his approach and because of the physicality he brings. And I really think that's what they did with every single pick across the board. They just picked guys that had really, really high floors, really, really high football character. And it really makes a lot of sense as to why they made some of the decisions in the draft that they did.
Yeah, I think it goes even beyond that, to be honest. Like, I think there are characteristics that they identified as what we want a commander to be. And they physicality is the biggest one to me. And competitive, like physicality, which is which embodies a competitiveness and a toughness, both physically and mentally, that you see when you watch these guys play. Like you watch, and it starts, as you said, with Jaden. Like it's one of the first things that you and I said about Daniels when we watched him back in January, like our first bite at the apple in quarterback evaluation. You're like, yeah, he, like there's obvious production. He's got, you know, this great deep ball that he's throwing to these stud receivers. But the thing that like really jumps off the tape, the thing that makes you go, I want this dude, is the competitiveness that he plays with and his willingness to throw his body around, the never say die attitude, the playmaking ability and gotta have it situations. Like he comes through time and time again. And you see that, you know, Jazon Newton, like that dude competes his tail off, which, you know, his size, you know, it's always funny to me. Hey, 6'2", 285, 290, undersized, only in the NFL. But like you see it with an approach to his tape. And I think on down the list, like, yeah, they have captains, so there's a leadership element and kind of a professionalism, a responsibility to it. But I think physical toughness and competitiveness are the traits that they centered. And then everything else is off of that in terms of skill set. And then it comes down to, like, as coaches, and I know this is the big question, obviously, with Daniels, because this is the question with any rookie quarterback. This is not unique to Jaden. It's like, what's your plan for that player? And I think that's going to be really fun to watch and something that we'll talk about here in you know, the next half hour after we get out of the draft philosophy of, like, what do they actually want to do with, for instance, since you mentioned him, a Luke McCaffrey?
Yeah, no, I think I think you bring up a great point there. And the main thing is, like, you want to bet on guys that are gonna pour it out for you. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's been so many guys that you've covered, that I've played with, that I've covered when watching this team, where football is important to them, but they're not gonna die for it. And I feel like you got 7 guys, 8 guys in this draft, and they're gonna die for the game. You know what I mean? Like, they are invested. And you say, like, how do you know that? Well, obviously they have more information than we do in terms of the ability to interview and interact with these players. But like, when you watch these guys on film, like, that's how they play. Like, that's, I mean, you mentioned Jazon Newton, like, he is running to the football. He's 295 pounds, almost 300 pounds, and he is running to the ball every single time. And you can't say that about Tavondre Sweat or Ruka Roro or some of these other guys that went really high. Like, he is pouring it out for this organization. You know, Mike Sanristil is maybe the most enjoyable defensive player to watch in the draft because of that kind of top flight, like, competitiveness. Now, that's coupled with great football instincts, you know, and things that make him really special in terms of ball production, all those different things. But like, he's like 185 pounds and he's fit and runs like he's a linebacker, you know, and like that not everyone does that. So it takes tremendous physical courage. Luke McCaffrey, I saw his helmet fall off more times watching his tape than any other player, because he's just getting straight lit up over the middle of the field. Talk about wanting him to block, he'll block for you. Like, it's all there for you. And all those guys are like that. Even Brandon Coleman, you know, like, he plays with a violence. And you can tell he's one of those guys that just relishes the physical elements of the game. And those are the guys I want to bet on, right? I want to bet, you know, just as an example, like Wes Schweitzer. I know he wasn't the greatest football player in Commanders history, but I knew I could bet on him because I know he was going to pour everything into getting better each and every day. And there's a higher likelihood that that player makes it because of, A, the work ethic, the physical toughness, the football character, and then the leadership qualities that all of these guys have. So I think it's really interesting, like, to hear people talk about, oh, they didn't address the tackle need or whatever. And like, I just want to call attention to the fact that, like, all of those tackles that we were talking about in the second round, you know, the Sumatayas, the Patrick Pauls, the, you know, Roger Rosengartners, even to a certain extent, you know, the Kyrian Amidiji from Yale, like, we're all projection plays with big questions about, like, kind of, I don't want to say football character, because I think they're all good guys, but just in terms of, like, the consistency that they were playing the game with, you know? And they were all projections, right? And you look at Brendan Coleman as an example. along the offensive line, like, I'm very confident he will find a home, whether it's at guard or at tackle. You know, I think the him playing at tackle is an interesting projection, but the point is they all are like that. McGee, the guy from Temple, like, when you watch him play, like, he's an undersized linebacker, but plays his heart out, man. They're all like that. And I think that that's something that's really cool about this process and watching these guys. And you can tell that that's how they put their board together, their big board. It was like, that was, we want good football players, but the deciding factor isn't going to be height, weight, speed. It's not going to be traits. It's going to be this intangible element, and all these guys have it. So I think it's just a really nice first draft for this organization, and all these guys are going to, I think, not all of them, because, like, statistically that's insane, but right, they're going to be contributors, even day one, to a cultural development here, which I think is good value.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Well, that's what I was going to say is it feels like they took year one draft and said, we are going to establish who we are. And it is, by the way, with their free agent class as well. They know that they cannot build a Super Bowl contender in year one. They had too far to go, and the players that they needed to be available at certain situations from a draft capital standpoint and certainly in free agency were not there, because that's almost never the case. Like, good luck finding a free agent class where you get to sign the exact right guys and then your draft capital matches up. And by the way, your roster was good enough to start with that you can build a Super Bowl contender from nothing in a year. Like, Houston got real close going from terrible to playoff, and they have their quarterback of the future and all that kind of stuff. And they weren't up to the Chiefs level. Like, it was obvious in the playoffs. Like, the teams, once they got there, like, other teams had their number, and you have to do a little bit of learning and a little bit of growing and some development and continuing adding pieces over multiple years. And even then, like, one thing that's kind of underrated about the Texans is they have, like, they made a couple moves a couple years ago that's helped start building some foundation. Some of those pieces carried over, even though last year was year one for them. I don't know how many pieces are carrying over from the previous administration to what Washington is doing. I think Kwan could be an interesting one. Obviously, Terry, multiple administrations. Like, there are some for sure, but some of the key contributors in Houston and some of the guys that they relied upon to do certain things were already in place when D'Amico and everybody got in there. So that's another, like, interesting thing to note. But back to Washington and kind of what they're trying to build, I would be hard pressed to think that, you know, 3 years from now, we don't talk about the core of this team being guys like Mike Sanders still, and that they have a foundation. We've used that term a lot this offseason, that you need, if you're going to build something, the foundation has to be strong. And this kind of completed their building of the foundation going into year one of Peters, Quinn, et cetera.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I think when you look back at San Francisco in 2017, like, that's what they did. They brought in some high character free agents. They kind of cut the fat, and they made sure that draft class was very solid from a character, compete, physicality standpoint. And I think that's ultimately what you're doing here. It's a foundational year. I do think there is some upside play because you have a young quarterback who could be pretty special. So I do think that is a huge thing to consider here, like, much in the same way it was for Houston. But obviously, you know, that's the exception, not the rule. But I think there is some opportunity to kind of do some more stuff here than just kind of get on base or, you know, be conservative here. But I think that's exactly right. And then once you've kind of figured out who you are as a team and the leadership's there, you can start bringing in other pieces in free agency, being more aggressive in terms of, you know, maybe riskier character guys in the draft. But I think it's so important in that first year to be like, this is what and who we are, and this is what we're going to be. And that's something I really appreciate, honestly, about Dan and Adam and the whole process, is just like, hey, man, we're not going to do anything crazy. We're going to bring in quality football. We're going to bring in quality people, good football players, and we're going to kind of figure it out as we go in terms of how to best allocate them in terms of our team. But those are the priorities. And I think that's brilliant. And again, like, I go back to draft process and draft evaluation. And the one thing that I always go back to is, like, do they love football? Yes or no? And it's really hard to determine that. You know, it's really hard to, like, when you're watching film to determine that, but there are signs. And when you watch all these guys, the signs are there. And so I think, like, that's, again, you've kind of mitigated risk as much as possible in this really complicated, crazy draft process. And so while it may not be, you know, they didn't address every single possible need in the draft, or, you know, this guy wasn't on my board, like, you know, I love listening to the NFL Stock Exchange podcast, right? Those guys do a fantastic job. But, you know, they're like, oh, this guy wasn't on my board until this point, and so this is a little bit of a reach. It's like, dude, like, you have no idea what the personal elements of these players are. And so how do you kind of flesh out that evaluation? But I definitely think, like, to kind of flesh this point out, that they identified football character as the number one thing they wanted to do. Football character and just humanity, right? And guys are going to work hard. And if I'm going to bet on traits in the draft, like, that is the one thing that you can consistently bet on, because that guy's going to always get better. I think a perfect example is Ryan Kerrigan. You know, maybe not the most, like, physically gifted player, you know, compared to, like, Robert Quinn at the time, but you draft Ryan Kerrigan because you know he's going to work every day like a dog and get better and pour it out for the team and be an excellent pro, you know. And so that's where talent and hard work kind of meet in this weird confluence, and you get a really awesome opportunity.
Yeah, I mean, if you get talent, character, and very little risk on both, like, that's when you get, like, Roma Dunze. You get a top 10 pick.
Yeah.
Right? once we're getting into the second round, especially, like, you're going to have to sacrifice somewhere, whether it's consistency of play, consistency of character, upside of one or the other. And, like, they chose that their risk was going to be on the talent, that they were not going to miss on people. And I think that is probably a better bet all in all long term, because I also don't know that it doesn't wind up netting you a star at some point. Like, if you bet on the person because you think they're going to put in the work, they might develop into, especially if you have good coaches who know how to use a certain skill set and they have something special in their athletic profile, you could develop into something. And we're going to talk about, like, Sanat later, and so we'll save the longer discussion, but, like, Adam Peters might see him as, like, the next Kyle Juszczyk type. And that Kyle Juszczyk's a Pro Bowler. Kyle Juszczyk's a really useful player. And I would guarantee you when Kyle Juszczyk was coming out of college, no one was like, oh, yeah, Pro Bowler, difference maker for a Super Bowl caliber team. But, like, that's the thing, is you bet on the right things and you get creative and understand who a player is and you use them the right way. And you might just wind up with your second, third, fourth rounders becoming Pro Bowlers like they did regularly in San Francisco because they knew what they were doing. And I think that versus, like, oh, here's a talent that everyone sees, we just have to harness it. And, you know, good luck with that. We've seen that fail a million times. And not that we haven't seen it succeed, too, because sometimes whether it's a maturation that happens, whether it's just a misread of the character, whatever the reason is, they do a good job of massaging it out. And they actually, you know, get someone the resources they need to be the best person they can be that they didn't have before, whatever the reason is. It can work both ways. But I think during this foundational phase, I agree with you, like, betting on this side of it or taking your risk on the other side of it, it certainly feels to be the right move for this team right now.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think one of the things, like, again, I'll go back to, you know, when the Commanders played San Francisco last year, A, they're really well coached and they're very talented. They're tough, man. And there's something about a game like football where if you're violent and physical, it'll cover up a lot of stuff for you, you know? And I think, like, that's kind of, again, when you're laying the foundation, let's get a bunch of tough physical sons of guns in here that love playing ball, that are going to get better each and every year. We'll figure out the best way to use them as we go, as we figure out our defensive and offensive identities. And you just can't go wrong with having tough football players, you know? As much as people want to say, oh, I want Xavier Worthy, he runs a 4-2-1, like, I've seen a lot of fast football players not be good, you know? But, like, the think about Pierre Garçon, man, you know, like, how tough and physical he was. Like, there's something there for you. And even, like, Deshaun, not the most overtly physical guy, but like to compete, you know, like to get after it. And I think there's something there too, you know? So I think that, again, and knowing what they all do well is the other thing. So I'm really excited. Again, it might not be the, you know, the flashiest names of all time, but I think it fits with kind of the directive set out. Seems like a good way to lay a foundation. And, you know, they're not going to Super Bowl this year probably, but I think it's a good starting spot. And I think they did a good job in terms of sticking to the script. You know, how many times since we've been covering the team have we heard, oh, we're going to value this stuff. And they draft a guy and you're like, that's not that guy. That doesn't fit with what you've been doing. And I think just having a clarity of vision through the entirety of the draft is a nice refreshing, is nice.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.